from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, August 26th. Coming up, there's a mix of emotions for University of Illinois students as they resume classes this week. We'll learn more from Illinois Newsroom student journalist Carolina Garibay. But first, these headlines. Governor J.B. Pritzker today will reestablish a statewide mask mandate as new COVID cases and hospitalizations continue to rise. The governor will also announce vaccine mandates for all kindergarten through college faculty and staff in Illinois, with a twice-weekly test option for those who can't or won't get their COVID shots. Hannah Meisel has more.
Earlier this month, Governor Pritzker reinstated Illinois' mask mandate for all pre-K through 12th grade schools. He also announced frontline state employees would be required to get their COVID shots. Since then, the governors of 8 states have announced vaccine mandates for teachers, as have many large urban school districts, including Chicago. Pritzker on Wednesday said he was looking at a, quote, menu of options to stem the virus's spread.
A lot of the decisions that we've had to make about increasing our mitigations have been about making sure that we're keeping everybody across the state safe, but especially making sure that our hospitals are not overrun.
On Monday night, hospitals in southern Illinois reported there was only one ICU bed available in the entire 20-county region. I'm Hannah Meisel.
The head of the Illinois State Police says they've made substantial progress in catching up with the backlog of unprocessed DNA evidence. Now Brendan Kelly says it's time to find out if that progress has a real impact on solving sexual assault cases. Speaking on the 21st show, Kelly says that since 2019, state police have reduced the backlog of DNA evidence needing analysis by more than 60%.
If we've reduced the backlog by over 60% for biology DNA, particularly in those sexual assault cases, are we seeing more prosecutions? That will be the next step in that process, and that's why the governor signed the Forensic Sciences Commission bill.
The bill signed by the governor last week creates a special commission to provide guidance for state police in providing forensic services for local police departments. Kelly says that will help them determine if reducing the backlog has a practical impact. In the meantime, he says he'll keep working until the state police backlog of DNA evidence is completely eliminated. Illinois State Senator Sue Rezin represents a district that includes 3 of the 6 nuclear power plants in Illinois, including the Dresden station set to close this fall. Peter Medlin spoke with her about the regional impact of the impending closure.
There's less than a month before the Byron plant's closure and legislation is stalled.
The biggest mistake that was made when we were called back in June was not to call the governor's version of the energy bill.
Rezin says it would have forced lawmakers to negotiate instead of putting it off. The legislature had a nuclear agreement in the spring, but the addition of a plan to phase out coal and natural gas plants has been a sticking point since. Rezin also sits on a National Energy Supply Task Force, and she says the Biden administration has talked about the importance of nuclear and potential tax credits built into energy bills, which would help alleviate situations similar to Illinois. But federal help won't come that soon. It'll be up to Illinois lawmakers, and they only have days left. I'm Peter Medlin.
2 more Champaign County residents have died of COVID-19, bringing the county's death toll to 174. Public health officials reported 131 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. The number of active cases has risen over 900 for the first time since mid-December. The number of Champaign County residents hospitalized with the virus is at 27, the highest number since early February. Still to come, we'll hear from several University of Illinois students on how they're feeling as classes resumed this week on the Urbana-Champaign campus. That story's coming up next on 217 Today.
Healthcare has never been more important as the coronavirus pandemic continues to touch every aspect of our lives. I'm Christine Herman, health reporter for Illinois Newsroom, working to make sense of what's going on with rich storytelling and helpful analysis for listeners across the state. Hear what I uncover next on AM 580 and FM 90.9, or look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. A year ago, U of I students were preparing to begin a year of virtual learning. Now, many students are transitioning back to in-person classes, and that comes with mixed feelings from both vaccinated and unvaccinated students. Illinois Newsroom student journalist Carolina Garibay has more.
Many students have highly anticipated their return to campus this month, as they're now taking in-person classes and attending in-person events and parties they weren't able to last year. But for a lot of students, socializing in the classroom and on campus might not come as easily as it did before. Licensed clinical and community psychologist and professor of clinical psychology at the Chicago School of Professional Psychology, Cynthia Langtu, says that for many college students, having to move back home and do classes remotely in 2020 felt like taking several steps back socially.
Part of the challenge of so many people having to move away from, you know, the places where they had been lodged and then move immediately sometimes back to their families or other situations is that they were then back into a situation that felt like they were regressing, you know, socially as opposed to growing and moving forward.
She says that the lack of social interaction during quarantine and online learning also meant a lack of joy that many might get from different activities and people, which were suddenly removed during the pandemic. For example, senior in computer science Cesar Mansoud says he's a social person, so Zoom classes made making friends and meeting people much harder.
It's just so easy to make friends, like with the person right next to you in class. At the end of the day, I didn't really make any friends. People just knew who I was. I didn't get to actually talk to them.
Mansoud transferred to U of I last year, so he says he's more than ready to get back into the swing of things and doesn't feel too stressed about COVID since he's vaccinated. Senior in psychology and political science Austin Otto shares similar sentiments. He says he's a people person, so he's eager to be back on campus, even though he does not have the COVID vaccine.
I'm pretty good about going back to campus in person with or without a mask and just going out, you know, going in campus and going to in-person classes.
But he says he's more than willing to wear a mask and get COVID tested if it ensures being able to get back to a somewhat normal life. Otto may not be nervous, but junior in atmospheric sciences, Erica Pruitt is. Pruitt says she isn't that social of a person and actually enjoyed staying in her room during COVID, but now she's anxious about being thrown back into groups of people and catching coronavirus, even though she is vaccinated.
I'm just knowing I'm going to have to expect like the crowdedness that I once experienced as a freshman. I'm kind of terrified considering that it's not over.
Junior in molecular and cellular biology and chemistry, Iman Zawawi, is also anxious about the fall semester. She's vaccinated, but she's also immunocompromised.
They're forgetting that there's still a lot of risk, and that's what I'm most anxious about, because COVID is different on a case-by-case basis, but I know that if I get sick, I will die, and I can't afford to take any chances.
University officials say they're aware of students' anxiety. Director of Marketing and Communications Chantel Thompson says the university is adding mental health resources this semester to help students cope with any worries regarding returning to campus and more. That includes continuing to expand the embedded counselor program, adding a therapy dog to the counseling center, and hiring an additional psychiatrist at McKinley Health Center. There isn't really a unified feeling among students going into the semester. But something all students did say was that the pandemic was not easy. And the psychology professor Langtu says that this shared experience is an opportunity for a lesson in empathy, which she says students should consider as they return for in-person classes and begin to navigate the semester.
Take the lessons that we've learned around humanity and empathy and tenderness and move into, you know, being back on campus with those lessons at the forefront, and I think then we'll be successful.
I'm Carolina Garibay, Illinois Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, we have a heat advisory in effect again today until 8 p.m. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says look for partly cloudy skies today with a chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 89 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Jim Meadows, Peter Medlin, and Carolina Garibay. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldeen. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.